Loving God, I pray the meditations and reflections this morning on the body of Christ here at church may be of you, by you, and for you. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please be seated, folks. A couple announcements this morning as we gather. Friends, it gives me great joy to come over on Sunday morning and recognize what it takes to make Sunday morning happen. We don't have to look too far to see the commitment and dedication of you and others as we gather for Sunday, just to make Sunday happen. I think about Becky Carr, who's here at 6:15 in the morning making coffee, replacing all the paper towels and the toilet paper, making sure that we're all set and ready to go with our supplies. I think of Sue Parsons coming down from Norway, who leaves about 6 in the morning to get here for 7 to make it down for our celebration. I think of all the various gifts and talents in this room as I look around. Shirley Connor, who's been worshiping here for 40-some-odd years. Right, Cheryl? Sue Harmon, who's been worshiping here for how many years? 40 or more. The body of Christ in our midst, the body of Christ around us. I think of folks who are brand new to us, who have been worshiping for a year or two. I think of the dedication and commitment of the choir, who comes in early on Sunday morning, stays late to rehearse, tremendous commitment that they offer, their gifts and talents of their musical ability. I think of the greeters and welcomers, Don Vivian, who stands at the door every Sunday morning and greets and welcomes folks as they arrive and says, "Hello, it's nice to see you. Have I met you before?" A tremendous gift that she offers for all of our community. I think of Deacon Wendy, her commitment and dedication over the years, the ongoing commitment to serve as our deacon. The list goes on and on. We all are incredibly important to making Sunday morning happen. The gifts and talents run abound. They truly do. Our lectors, our acolytes, the young people that serve on a regular basis, our chalice bearers, little Ben Keniston, his second week serving today, first time in the congregation as an altar server. The list goes on and on and on. And then I look at the congregation and I see folks who are here not as spectators. You see, church is not a spectator sport, is it? It's not like watching the Patriots this afternoon, is it? No. We all participate, we all give, and we all receive. We all come. So every time we participate by singing, by reading, by praying, by following along in our service, by participating, by singing as best as we can, we all are very, very important for making this happen. I think of Brenda with Nicholas and Michaela, who come from Buxton, the other side of Buxton and Hollis, 45-minute drive to get here on Sunday morning. The list goes on and on. It's incredibly important to all of us to recognize we are the body of Christ. It takes time, energy, passion on all our parts to make Sunday morning happen, and we all gather together with different gifts and talents that make Sunday happen as well. Today, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he's chatting with this small little church, the church at Corinth, and he's trying to share with them what it is that they have for gifts and talents as well. He says, some of you are missionaries, some are preachers and teachers, some are better with finance, some are better organizers. All of you are important in making the church happen at Corinth. But you know what they start doing? These silly, silly folks in Corinth, they start believing that one job's more important than the other. So they start bickering and complaining about, well, my job as missionary, or my job as teacher, or my job as organizer is far more important than the other jobs. Far more important. They start thinking they're all that. Their ego gets in the way, and they start believing and thinking that what they have to offer is far more important than anyone else. We know that that exists in every organization, don't we? Whatever organization we're involved with, Little League, Lions Club, Rotary Club, the gym, whatever the case might be, any organization we're involved with, our humanness gets in the way, our ego gets in the way, it starts to rise to the top, and we think, oh, I'm far more important than the next person. I'm indispensable here. Indispensable. So what does Paul do? He's not going to take the bait. Paul is not going to take the bait, and he is quick to share with them this very, very important image of the body of Christ, that we all are interconnected. He's not going to take that bait and let them get away with the fact that one's more important than the other. He says the group of all believers is far more important than just the parts all gathered together. The group of all the believers is far more important than just the individual gifts and talents that come together. That group, far more important. So it reminds us today, as Paul comes on very strong with this image of the body of Christ, that church is far more than a gym membership, Our church affiliation is far more than a membership at the library. Our church membership is far more important than what we do at Hannaford with a loyalty card. All those different memberships we have, very different from church. He says our commitment to church is the same way that an eye is connected to a hand connected to the ear, the body connected to the foot. Every single piece has to work and move in a far more committed and dedicated way. It's not like going to the gym. It's not like going to the library. It's not like getting your punch at Sebago Brew that you're a loyal member of Sebago Brew. No. Paul comes on strong and says, no, church membership is recognizing the fact that we are all interconnected. We are all dependent upon one another. And without one another, the body falls apart. So what meaning for us then this morning as we take a look at that commitment is the fact that with every eye connected, every ear, every hand, every piece of the body connected, that when someone is away from us for a long time, you're missed. You are missed. Yeah, stuff comes up, vacation, you're away, absolutely happens. But when someone's away for a long time, you are missed. There's a hole in the community. The seat you normally sit in is empty. You are missed. You are missed. We are all interconnected as the body of Christ. This is not like the library. This is not like the gym membership. This is the body of Christ, and we all are interconnected in a very, very important way. Last week, we talked about the Spirit of God living in our midst. As verses 1 through 11 in chapter 1, 12 through 4 Corinthians was mentioned, and he talked about the Spirit, the different gifts of the Spirit. So the Spirit today, this morning, we recognize as our DNA. That's our connection. The Spirit of God working and moving between us, that's our DNA. That's what creates that interconnection. And because of that interconnection, it's very, very different for church. Very different for church. So today we celebrate our diversity. We celebrate our different gifts. We celebrate our different talents. And we gather together as one. We celebrate church. One church that when all are together as one, we can move mountains. We can change the world. We can absolutely make a difference in the world when we are gathered together as one. Today we celebrate one another. We celebrate church and we celebrate our gifts and talents and all our diversity. As we live our life this week, we are mindful of the fact I'm an affiliate at St. Anne's Episcopal Church. I'm a member there. I'm important. And every gift and talent that I bring to the table will be listened to, will be celebrated, and will be a gift. In that way, we can then bring the mission of Jesus to the world, that mission of love. When we are together as one, we can do anything.